Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. This is Tuesday, so this show is going to be rebroadcast on Black Friday. Tomorrow's show, Wednesday, is going to be rebroadcast on Saturday. And you get Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And download the River Network app. Plus, you get to hear Steve Novotny's repeat shows 1,000 times a month in these stations. God, what do they see in him? In any event, hi. All right, so we're going to get to this issue here regarding Donald Trump. The Times, the Daily, I forget the name of this newspaper, one of the Daily Times. There are lots of dailies and times out there, but one of them is reporting, and others have backed, pretty much said the same thing, that Trump is thinking about removing all the transgenders from the U.S. military as soon as possible. That's one of his goals, to clean out the transgenders, all the transgender people. Take a guess how many transgender people there are right now in the U.S. military. Take a guess. Now, we're going to get back to that, but give it some thought. Is it a really, really, really tiny number, and the media is blowing it up because they're so, you know, they want to, you know, they've got their own agenda, this dying corporate media propaganda press that's dying even as we speak? Or did they sneak in? Did the leftists sneak in more than a few transgender people in the military trying to destroy morale, trying to destroy the American, really, the American military? How big is it? How big a problem is this really? And for that matter, here's a better question. Is it even a problem? Look, I can't begin to understand cross-dressing, let alone transgender stuff. Cross-dressing, if you're a guy and you're dressed in, well, I guess drag, I don't get that. I don't get that at all. I would never do anything like that. I mean, ever. I mean, if you ever saw me in heels, I mean, it would just, you know, forget it. But then there are these transgender people who essentially, either literally or through chemical process, are essentially castrating themselves and chopping off their body parts, lady parts or, you know, male parts or whatever. It's beyond my comprehension. It just absolutely is. That said, is it automatically a bad idea to get rid of transgender people, remove them from the U.S. military? What if they're smart? What if they can offer lots and lots of really good productivity? What if they're very patriotic? But they happen to be transgender. I don't want to sound like a tree-hugging leftist, a group hug kumbaya kind of a thing with, I don't have purple hair, I don't have nose rings, I don't wear Crocs, I don't drive a Prius. But it does raise an interesting question. The news reports indicate that Trump wants to remove the transgenders from the U.S. military as soon as possible. Is that automatically a good idea? Wouldn't that depend on the person? And if the transgender person happens to be, a computer genius, let's say, and is very patriotic and wants what is best for the military, even though he chopped off his, you know, private parts, or she chopped off her lady parts, should we automatically exclude them? That whole Alan Turing thing coming up again. We'll get to that. But think to yourself, give me a number. How many transgender people do you think there are right now today in the U.S. military? We're going to get to that. But first, what's going on in North Carolina and the flood zone there is unbelievable. The feds, our government's the worst. These people are the worst people in the world. The deep state is the worst in the world. It's just absolutely terrible. They don't want to help people because they have Trump signs in their yards. And of course, they have no yards anymore, no houses, no whatever. Here's a tweet, and then I'm going to play the audio. I follow a number of different people on Twitter. I come up, get lots of really good information. The local media is just beyond useless. I can't even watch the local news anymore. The two TV stations that say that they're offering newscasts, it's not news. It's fluff. It's just an excuse to try to sell some ads. That's all it is. It ain't news. It is a joke. And the newspaper's a billionaire Bob. I mean, they're a disgrace by almost any measure. So I'm on Twitter a lot and get lots of really good information, lots of great accounts. And so many of them, and I'm just happen to be picking one, but there are many of them who are all saying pretty much the same thing. FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, I guess is what it's called, FEMA, has just admitted it has over 500 families on an approved wait list for homes in Western North Carolina. 500 families on an approved wait list. It has delivered only a total of 14. When asked when the other 486 homes would be delivered, the response was no timeline. No timeline. I can very easily make the argument that the feds care more about their bureaucratic policies than they care about the human beings whose lives have been destroyed in North Carolina. Don't take my word for it. Listen to this.
FEMA won't let you put a trailer on a piece of ground that is considered flood prone. Well, all these people are out of their houses because they got flooded, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. That's correct. So, again, we started running into this a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, we started making phone calls and calling everybody, you know, knocking on representatives' doors and trying to get some answers of why these places can't have tiny homes or FEMA trailers, you know, we even got a text back from our Speaker of the House that said, oh, they can apply for grants. These people are so far out of touch with what's going on. Senator Ted Budd, we did get in touch with him. And within 24 hours, he got something on the president's desk addressing this very topic. So here's what we got. The floodplain has, you know, this is a 1,000-year flood. So the topographical map shows, Ezra maps show the floodplain lines. Well, there is rules in place. I spoke with the state fire marshal an hour ago to get some clarity. There's rules in place that say that you can't put these trailers on floodplain property. Well, everything up there is now considered floodplain. And what a lot of people don't understand is the rivers that were 100 foot wide, now they're 600 foot wide in some places. So people not only lost their homes, but they lost the land that their homes were on. It's down to bedrock. So it expands out the area to which you can't put these trailers. So that's why, you know, the route that we have chosen to go, these small temporary trailers, they can be moved around. It's not the best and it's not permanent. But, yeah, I mean, if somebody could, you know, somebody in the government could say, hey, we're going to lift these temporary restrictions right now and let this be, man, it could get a lot of people out of the cold right now instantly.
Yeah, because a lot of those people are living in tents, right?
It is heartbreaking. We delivered a tent to a lady, me and my co-founder, Eric Robinson, delivered a tent 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry, delivered a camper to a lady 2 weeks ago. Her and her daughters were living in a tent, and she literally was fending off a bear attack the night before because they had food in their tent. This is no joke, man. This is somebody needs to – people in the government are so out of touch with what's going on up there. If they would just put their mud boots on and go up there and walk around, if it was their mother and daughter, they would have a change of heart.
I don't think the government is out of touch at all. I think the government knows exactly what it is doing. They hate you. They don't want you to survive this. They want you to move. They want you to they just want to forget about you. Well, they're very aware about all of this stuff. They're so acutely aware that they won't even offer you help if there's a Trump sign in your front yard, assuming you still have a yard. They know exactly what they're doing. Now, they care greatly about the people in Ukraine. They're funneling hundreds of billions, tens of billions, I guess, dollars continually into Ukraine, but not into North Carolina. And I swear to God, why anyone in North Carolina would ever vote for a Democrat at any level again is simply beyond me. They just, I think, reelected a Democrat governor. But the feds know exactly what they're doing. This is the game plan. They want you to be replaced with illegals. They can't pretend that it's, we didn't know this was going on. Of course they know it's going on. They're quite happy with it. Anything to destroy Trump supporters, anything to destroy middle America, that's the agenda. That's the game plan. You're supposed to be replaced with illegals. That's what this is all about. Can you imagine a flood so great, a 1,000-year flood, that not only does it wipe out your home, it wipes out the ground that your home is on, the dirt. So all that's left is bedrock, not to be confused with the Flintstone neighborhood. But really, it's astonishing. And the media, the corporate media, doesn't give a damn about this. What they care about is, some of these court cases against Trump could still go on after he gets out of office, and this, that, and the other. I mean, they're so out of touch. It makes your head hurt. And you think to yourselves, what the hell are you doing? How could you even pretend to be newscasters? How can you even pretend to be reporters? They don't care about any of this stuff. And all of this is going on right now. People still living in tents. No one gives a damn. Mayorkas, he cares about is the illegals coming into America. Let's make sure we give them cash, money, and give them phones, and give them this, and give them that, and all that. Meanwhile, Americans, they can just, in North Carolina, they can just go rot. They don't care. Let's have a bear eat them or something. That's who these people are. How anyone could ever vote for a Democrat again for any position is, as God is my witness, it's incomprehensible. It's absolutely incomprehensible.